Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're going streaky! Yes!
Keep it rolling. Best thing to do when you got a hitting streak.
Only one guy did it more than me. That's Joe DiMaggio. Ah!
Welcome in to Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits. Tuesday, the 13th of September. Streaks are alive and kicking. Your streaks and BTS and this guy's streak with home runs in consecutive games.
Driven to center field. Mike Trout hit it well. Looking to tie this up. He does. Seven straight games with a home run for the kid, Mike Trout. 4-4 here in Cleveland.
That scenario worked perfectly. Trout, seven in a row games for the home run. 35th home run of the year, Mike Trout.
Seven games in a row with a home run for Mike Trout. Unbelievable. Always been a mildly risky play because he walks so much, but he was eighth most selected yesterday by all streakers, and it paid off. It is Beat the Streak Daily Inside the Hits. Matt Spiegel along with Ryan Porth, and the number one most selected hitter yesterday, Freddie Freeman of the Dodgers. 32% of all streakers had him. He went 0-for-3 with an intentional walk. Ouch. Goodbye to several streaks in the 20s by the likes of Stamez 5, One Bad Ref, Drewby, G-Swing 13, and other streakers, all of whom had Freeman. And right now, losing a streak in the 20s is a huge deal because we're getting down to it. With 23 more days in the regular season, 46 is the highest a streaker could get if they started today. So if your streak ended yesterday, start one today. This would be your last chance to start today and reach Kyoshi Lotus 26 and his streak of 45, which is the leader in the clubhouse for $10,000.
Yes, my streak ended last night because of Freddie Freeman. So I have got to string together 23 consecutive double downs just like everybody else. To the season lead.
You can do it, man. You can do it. God, it's too bad because you're doubling down. See, here I thought we went 3-for-3 because I hit my double last night, which we'll get to in a minute. And you hit your fourth pick, which we'll get to in a minute. But damn it, he's doubling down, trying to get all the way there. Look, if you're an active streaker with a streak at 11 or higher, you still have a chance to hit 57 and win the $5.6 million. So keep it going. We'll keep tabs. Keep it rolling. Best thing to do when you're on a hitting streak. And in the meantime, we will track hitting and pennant races and the streakers themselves. 10 more streaks of 27 or more right now in this game, including two at 30. So these folks very much alive for all possibilities. Big money. And 10 grand. Streakers named Joe Douglas and GetC1308 did it with the fourth most selected hitter of the night, the leadoff man for the Pittsburgh Pirates, who faced Mike Minor and the Reds.
There's a high drive to deep left field. Clear the deck. Cannonball coming. Anchor down upper deck. Brian Reynolds just smoked his 22nd.
Brian Reynolds leads the Pirates in hits, home runs, RBIs, and OPS. Strikeouts too, but, you know, who's counting? So two streakers at 30 atop the board. Our dear friend Hockey Taco remains alive at 28, as does MIA Torkelson HOF. Good night for me and the Porthinator, as I mentioned, because we are invaluable.
We are invaluable.
The fourth pick ended up with the biggest hit in the night's biggest game. Blue Jays raised Toronto down 2-1 in the eighth. Bo Bichette had been buzzed high and tight. The at-bat bat. Bo Bichette had been hit on the wrist on a high and tight pitch the at-bat prior. But then he did this.
That home run is after his last at bat. Let me tell you, folks, you don't see many people that can do what Bo just did. After taking 99 around his face, absolutely amazing to be able to focus and stay in the moment.
He's not one for curtain calls. They might not give him a choice. There you go.
Bo Bichette is crazy locked in. 24 for 47 with 21 RBIs in the month of September. He drove in all three runs last night. He won Player of the Week last week. He is carrying a playoff team. Stud. I mean, Bo, not necessarily you, Ryan, although you can take it if you want.
If you are calling me a stud, that's the first time in my life that someone has called me a stud. So I very much appreciate it.
You know what? Embrace that. It's been a long year. I want you to have that. Yandy Diaz with one of the six hits off Jose Berríos for me in that game. And in Arizona, the Dodgers did not play hungover and sloppy. I was wrong about that. But Ketel Marte, he still did his thing as he always does against the lefty Tyler Anderson.
It's this one out to Thompson the other way. He won't get there. Marte's on the move. He'll stop at second, a one-out double. Ketel Marte has been aboard all three times.
Mr. Anderson now has given up 12 hits in 25 at-bats for Ketel Marte. He's hitting 480 against Tyler. Got to pounce on those kind of matchups when you can. One more playoff team full of contact hitters to get to before we make our picks. This team, helmed by the best manager in the game, is also my favorite. I love Terry Francona. Tito lost his damn fool mind last night when the umpires wouldn't let him review a possible hit-by-pitch. They didn't see him signal, and it was a tight game late, and Tito was not having it. Find the glorious video, do some lip reading with no children around, and know that his players adore him. Austin Hedges, the catcher, said this, quote, "When you have a leader up on top that has your back, those are the situations where you've got to go to war," unquote. So, oh yeah, Cleveland tied at four in the seventh inning with Stephen Kwan on first and Ahmed Rosario delivered.
Down the line, it's a fair ball. Kwan is up to the races. He's the go-ahead run. He's going to score. Ahmed Rosario with an RBI double, and it's 5-4 Cleveland.
Boy, that didn't take long. First two hitters come up and do damage, and this one right down the line over the bag, down into the corner. Quad off and running and able to score.
Guardians are 3.5 games up in the division. And if the Twins don't step up and beat Cleveland in some of their remaining games, the White Sox probably won't have a chance to catch them at all. White Sox get the Rockies tonight. Our picks are next on Beat the Streak Daily. 17 games today, doubleheaders in Cincinnati, and in that big series with the Jays and Rays in Toronto. 17 glorious baseball games and not a single NFL game. Take back that focus, baseball. Yankees, Red Sox gets going, though Boston is toast, so nothing more than a spoiler opportunity there. The Brewers desperately must sweep the Cardinals in their series that begins tonight to try and stay alive. Padres, Mariners in what should be a fun interleague one in Seattle. Spencer Strider stumbled a bit in San Francisco last night. That was our stay away, but he gave up 9 hits in just 5 innings. Didn't see that coming. If you had Brandon Crawford or Tyro Estrada, then more power to you. Today, Alek Manoah has been rising to the occasion big time. Last 5 starts, just 20 hits allowed in 34 innings. 8 innings of 3-hit ball last time out in Baltimore in a big game. I would stay away from the Rays in the first of those two games today.
You stay away. I stay away.
All right. Here's who you should take, starting with the fourth pick.
All right. On June 27th, Chad Kuhl threw a 3-hit shutout against the Dodgers. We were stunned by that. And since then, Kuhl has a .329 batting average against, giving up 55 hits in 39-plus innings. Also, righties in general this year are better against Kuhl, and Kuhl is worse on the road, believe it or not. Tonight, the Rockies are in Chicago. The White Sox are on a roll. Eloy Jimenez, on this previous road trip, hit .520 over the 6 games. He's been really good since coming back from injury. Going back to those Kuhl splits, Eloy is better at home and against righties. So Eloy Jimenez is the fourth pick.
That makes all the sense in the world. Time now for my Daily Double A. Analytically, Chris Bubich of the Royals, the lefty starter, has given up 20 hits in his last 3 starts, has an ERA over 5. And here's the thing. Lefties hit him way better than righties. Lefties hit 363 against Bubich this year. 363. Luis Arraez of the Twins is left-handed, is 3-for-8 lifetime against Bubich. And oh, by the way, he's the second best hitter in the American League, hitting 315 on the season. Also, 5 hits in the last 3 games for Luis Arraez. He gets more tonight. And then anecdotally, this one doesn't read well on paper. Merrill Kelly of the Diamondbacks has had a nice year with an ERA under 3. And Max Muncy is batting 198 with a whopping 202 against righties. But he has a 7-game hit streak, 11 hits and 33 at-bats this month. He's a hot hitter who kills the matchup historically. 9-for-21 against Kelly. I just told you earlier, I want to go with those matchups. That's a 429 average for Muncy against Merrill Kelly. So let's roll anecdotally, baby. Subscribe now to Beat the Streak Daily, Inside the Hits, wherever you get your podcast. Play Beat the Streak every day of the MLB season for your chance to win $5.6 million. Beat the Streak Daily, Inside the Hits, is a production of Odyssey in partnership with Major League Baseball. Here's hoping that all of your guys, and especially ours, Luis Arraez and Max Muncy and Eloy Jimenez, hit them where they ain't.
Woo! We're streaking! We're streaking! Woo!